The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. The tradition of presenting the firstborn male son to a family in the temple goes back to the foundational event in the history and faith of the Jewish people, all the time to their slavery in Egypt and how God freed them from Egypt through his power, through working, the plagues that, were inflicted on the Egyptians. And as you remember, the last plague was that the firstborn son of every Egyptian, whether human or animal, died on the night that the Jewish people were finally set free by Pharaoh. And they continued that tradition that the firstborn son of any family should be presented to the temple, offered to God. Obviously, they were not asked to kill their child, as other pagan religions did, but instead to sacrifice whether a lamb, if you're rich, or two pigeons or turtle doves for the poor. And that's what Mary and Joseph did. They brought Jesus to the temple to present him to God and to offer the sacrifice as the law stated. But this whole concept of redemption, as we heard the word proclaimed in the gospel, that's also where it takes us to Jesus and his redemption for us by dying in our place on the cross. Instead of asking the sinful to die for their sins, God chose to die himself for us to redeem us from our sins. So the foundational act of us, the mystery of Jesus' death and resurrection, goes back to that same act that started with the Jewish people event when they were freed from slavery into Egypt, from Egypt. God frees us from slavery to sin. He gives us the opportunity through the death of his own son that one day we can have eternal life and be free from death and sin forever. The other part of the feast today is the blessing of the candles. And that goes back to Mary and Joseph as they brought Jesus, who is the light of the world. That's why we can do the same event or remember that event by coming in with our own candles. Usually there'll be a procession outside the church and the congregation will walk in with lit candles, you know, doing what Mary and Joseph did, bringing Jesus, the light of the world, into this temple, into our church. And the meaning of this is to remind us that just as Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the world, we too are called to bring Jesus to the world. That's what the light is, that the light of Christ is in us. At baptism, each one of us received a candle representing the light of Christ. And our mission in life is to let that light shine through us so people will give praise and glory to God, just like Anna and Simeon did. And that's the tradition of blessing the candles. So maybe today, part of our reflection or prayers this day is to give thanks and praise to God like Anna and Simeon did, that he has revealed to us the light of the world, his own son. And maybe to reflect on how are we revealing the light of Christ? How are we bringing Christ into God's greatest temple, the world, the universe? That's our mission as disciples of Jesus Christ, to let the light of Christ shine through us.